It is 8:44 now on this Wednesday morning. John Waters with you on the Big Morning Show. My guest, always a pleasure to be able to visit with U.S. Congressman Ken Buck. Good morning, Congressman.
Hi, John. How are you today?
I'm doing very well. I am so glad to have you on the show. I know your time gets limited sometimes, but you're always very faithful about calling in, and I appreciate that very much.
John, anytime I can visit with someone in Colorado when I'm stuck in the swamp, it's a good day.
I could certainly understand that. Now, I do want to back up. Last month, you weren't able to join me, but it was for a very important reason in that the French president was doing a speech to the joint session of Congress. Talk about that a little bit.
Well, it is an honor always when we have foreign dignitaries, foreign leaders of state, when they come to the White House and have a state visit. An official visit, and there's only one allowed every term of the president. They also come to Congress and address the joint joint session of Congress, and it's really an interesting time. We've had the Pope address the joint session of Congress. We've had other leaders, the president of Israel. Really interesting time, and I think worthwhile for members.
Yeah, it seeing a different perspective, I guess, maybe is a good thing there when you have somebody, a leader from another country, understanding a little bit more maybe about their viewpoint.
Well, the French president, I've never been a big fan of France, quite frankly. Ever since we bailed them out of two world wars, I don't think they've shown us the appreciation that they should have, but that's neither here nor there. They are an ally, and I respect them for that. The French president came here to talk our president into staying in the Iran deal, which is a terrible deal. And luckily, our president did not follow the French president's advice. And I think we're going to end up with a much better deal with Iran. And frankly, Iran needs to be isolated, and we need to reduce the terrorist influence that they have across the world, and the fact that Europe wants to appease terrorists and other dangerous actors doesn't mean that the United States should follow suit, and I'm proud of our president for making that decision.
Well, and something else that occurred, we didn't talk about this beforehand, but is the official move of the embassy, the U.S. embassy in Israel, from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem.
That's right. Another great move, and this president has kept another one of his promises, and so many presidents before ran on that to get elected, but then did not follow that promise, and that was that includes President Obama and George W. Bush and others, and I think this president, his word is important to him, and I think that he is clearly a friend of Israel and understands the important alliances that we have in the Middle East.
U.S. Congressman Ken Buck, my guest this morning. Let's talk a little bit about immigration. That's huge in the news constantly. And it really, I don't know, it becomes very interesting to see the different sides when it comes to immigration and what needs to be done. Obviously, something needs to happen with illegal immigration to shut the doors for those coming in illegally. But unfortunately, too many try to say that means that Republicans or the president is against immigration, period, which couldn't be further from the truth.
It's not, and it's such a ridiculous argument to make. His wife is an immigrant, and he obviously is not bigoted in any sense in towards immigrants. And I think it's unfortunate that the other side is painting such a stark picture in this situation. But we had a situation set up where the president was withdrawing or overruling or rescinding the DACA executive order that allowed young people who were brought here by their parents to stay in the country, and that put a time frame on Congress to get the job done. And really, there was a trade-off between border security that Republicans wanted and protecting the DACA young people that Democrats wanted, and it was moving forward, and then the courts screwed it up by taking away that time frame. And I think that we are getting back on track now. We are forcing a vote, and I think that we are really, hopefully, in the next few weeks, going to deal with the issue and pass something that is compassionate, but at the same time secures our borders and doesn't leave this problem for future generations.
It seems like the more that opponents of the president try to paint him into a corner, the more they get cornered themselves.
I think that's true, John, that we so often find in politics that when one side overreaches, it scares Americans in the middle, and I think that's exactly what's happening here. The Democrats have been accusing the president of all kinds of nefarious activities with Russia and being heartless towards illegal immigrants and others, and I think people realize that this president is doing his very best to create a good economy and give people opportunity. And it's showing, frankly, with our economic numbers, and I think that it's backfiring. You hear a lot less about a blue surge or a blue wave now than you did a few months ago.
Well, in fact, I was just seeing some poll numbers this morning that showed it could actually turn the other way and become more of a red wave.
Well, it certainly will in the 4th Congressional District, John.
Absolutely. Congressman Ken Buck with me. Well, I was telling you before we went on air that I have really been enjoying a web series that you are a part of called The Swamp that is really highlighting some behind-the-scenes things, conversations and such. Talk a little bit about that series and how you came to be a part of that.
Sure. John, about a year ago, a little over a year ago, I wrote a book and released a book called Drain the Swamp. And some filmmakers saw that book and came in and talked to me. And we got a few other members of Congress together and just decided to pull back the curtain and let people see what the daily life in Congress is like. Some of it has to do with politics. A lot of it has to do with just our personal lives. There's this false impression that there's a fleet of planes that flies members of Congress all around, and we get picked up by limos, and nothing could be further from the truth. And I think it's really valuable for people to see that Congress, there's a lot of things that go on in Congress that are dishonest, that are immoral, but at the same time, there's a lot of good, hardworking people who are here both as members and staff that are really trying to do the best that they can for this country.
One thing I think that has come out of this series for me is it shows that you and others like you who have your own mind and such, who don't necessarily play ball with leadership, you're kind of vilified by that same leadership.
In some ways we are. The great thing about politics is that it's not what you did yesterday, but what can you do for me tomorrow? And so as long as leadership is looking for a vote, they tend to mute their anger. But they certainly have ways to punish members who are independent thinkers, and many of us have felt the sting of that punishment over time. But I can tell you that every member that I know, every conservative that I know, is working hard to do the best they can to honor this country. And to make sure that our future is secure, and for that reason, we're willing to accept some of the grief that may be doled out.
Well, I would certainly encourage folks who haven't seen it to check out The Swamp. The episodes are on YouTube. I see them on Facebook, but very interesting. So far, there's been two episodes that I've seen. I think that's all that's been released so far, but there are more on the way, right?
There are. The next episode has already been filmed, and my guess is that it'll be released in the next week or two.
Very good. All right. Congressman Ken Buck with me. One other thing we wanted to talk about this morning. I saw yesterday on Facebook you're limbering up, getting loose, tossing the old ball around, getting ready for the congressional baseball game.
I am, John. I appreciate you bringing that up. I 5 years ago, I had cancer, and this is my fifth year anniversary of being cancer-free, and that's a big deal.
Amen.
The survival rate. Thank you. The survival rate is very high after 5 years, and so I decided I wanted to get an athletic goal to get back in shape and recover some of my balance and other things. And so my wife has just been an absolute darling with supporting me in this adventure, and I've had a former Rocky coaching me, and I've had a trainer, and I've had nutritionists, and all kinds of people have just volunteered their time to come together and help me with this. And the game is on June 14th. And last year it was covered by C-SPAN. I don't know if this year it will be or not, but it's a nice game. It raises about $50,000 for the Boys and Girls Club of Washington, D.C., and I'm just really looking forward to playing.
Well, and unfortunately, last year's game was clouded by a shooting that happened.
That's right. The practice before the game, four people were shot, five people, including the shooter. The shooter was killed. Steve Scalise was seriously wounded and survived, thank God. And we are all really playing in honor of the folks that survived that shooting.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Congressman, it's always a pleasure to have a chance to visit with you, and I appreciate your time. Good luck in the game, and we'll be watching you on the swamp.
Thanks so much, John. You take care.
All right, bye-bye. Congressman Ken Buck, my guest this morning on the Big Morning Talk Show.